Close your eyes and don't try to hide.
Or a silly spook may sit by your side.
Shrouded in a dark disguise.
They pretend to terrorize.
When the ghosts come out to socialize.
Welcome, foolish mortals. You have stumbled into the graveyard and discovered the Grim Grinning Guys Walt Disney World Planning Podcast. We are your ghost hosts for this episode. I'm Matt.
I'm Derek.
And I'm Craig.
As always, we encourage you to please stay calm. The room is not actually stretching. And go ahead and pull down on those safety bars because we will not be doing that for you. Guys, I know we always say this, but today is another milestone episode.
A milestone. It's just, it's unbelievable. I'm speechless.
It's really hard for me to believe that all these milestones happen.
A week ago, we had Josh, and that was a pinnacle.
Yes.
But this week.
And then we had Lucky episode number 13.
We already survived that one.
We did, along with the listeners. But today is milestone episode 14, and Derek, why is it such a big deal?
Well, it's a milestone episode because I can feel somebody brushed up against me, and it's getting cramped in the headquarters here.
Yes, the studios here is got an extra body in it today. We have our first in-house guest ever in the long history of the Grim Grinning Guys podcast.
It's hard to get cramped in this 5,000 square foot studio, too. I mean, it's
yes.
Oh, did I say five square foot? Oh, I'm sorry.
I think you meant five. Today, we want to welcome in our good friend Clint Rochelle. Clint is here with us today to share some thoughts about his recent trip. Clint, how you doing?
Man, thanks for having me in the studio. Fought my way through the paparazzi and made it in here alive. Thanks so much. I sure appreciate it. Long time listener, first time podcast though.
Well, we're glad you mentioned the paparazzi because most people don't believe us when we say that there are just hundreds of screaming fans everywhere we go. And so thanks for continuing to build up that lie.
And the security dog.
Yes.
I did make it by a security dog.
Rocco.
Yeah. It was like going through TSA.
See?
So, yeah.
Worse.
Clint has traveled many, many miles to be here. I think, what was it, a mile and a half?
Yeah, right at about a mile.
And most of the way he's blindfolded, so he can't tell everybody where our location is.
Yes. Now, Clint, you recently got back from a trip to Walt Disney World. When did you go?
Fall break at the first full week of October, and we drove to Disney and burned up a lot of diesel.
Nice.
Hey. Oh, Clint.
Bold move, taking a diesel-carrying vehicle. Probably cost you more than it could have, but good for you.
Wow.
So tell us a little bit, Clint, about you went on fall break.
Did you drive a school bus? What were you in?
It was a Bluebird, yeah. Oh,
okay. Nice. Tell us a little bit about your Disney background. How many times have you been to Walt Disney World? What's your connection to the world?
Well, it's actually just the second time I've ever been to Disney. Went last year over fall break as well. It took me 36 years to get there, but once I got there, I was ready to plan the next trip. Though, kind of, we fell in love with it. My current wife and I.
Yeah, be careful.
Yeah, don't do what Derek did.
Oh, sorry. But no,
one and only. Yeah.
I think we invited the right person to listen to every episode. That's, it sounds like.
Yes, indeed.
Neither one of us had ever been, and so once we got there, it was like we've got to come back. You really and truly get inside the Disney bubble, and you really lose track of what's happening in the real world. It's a great experience. We stayed on property, which I would highly recommend to anyone.
Clint, for our listeners, what's the makeup of your family? Besides your current wife.
Yeah. So there's my current wife.
I don't think she's going to be very happy if she hears this.
Then I have a 13-year-old, and an 11-year-old, and an 8-year-old.
So this is... Boy, girl, boy. The first time you went, how old were they?
They were 12, 10, and 7.
Okay. That's a good mixture.
Man, they loved it as... I always said I wanted to see the look on their face when they first saw the castle because, you know, when you get there and you get to Magic Kingdom, you know, everybody makes the first beeline for the castle. But I got caught up in it myself, so I kind of missed their expressions, really. So
yeah, that
it's easy to do that.
That first trip, you're as enamored with everything as the kids are. I mean, you're just kind in a state of just shock and awe.
Now, Clint, on our last episode, we talked about the planning timetable of how soon you want to start planning your trip and making reservations. How soon did you and your family start planning for this vacation that you just got back from?
We did that at the beginning of the year, so we're looking at 10 months, I guess, 9 to 10 months. And, of course, Matthew here is, you know, the Yoda of Disney, and he helped us along the way.
I'm a little taller than Yoda, but I'll take it.
Yeah.
So not, I mean, and we talked in our last episode, you know, if you can start planning 12 to 18 months, that's great. But really that when you get into that 10 to 12 month window is a good time to start planning. So what are some of the things that you all kind of consider? Because that's one of the goals of this podcast is helping people plan their Disney vacation. What are some of the points of emphasis for your family in terms of planning? What do you tend to do when you go to Disney World that you find success with?
Well, I'm the type when I go, I really want to make sure that when we leave, they say, you know what, we lost money on that guy, but that didn't happen, I'm sure. So, but no, we our kids are troopers. You know, we did 35,000 plus steps every day. I mean, we opened parks, we closed parks, and the rooms were great, were nice, but. You know, we didn't spend much time there. You know, we passed out, we slept, and then got up and did it again. So,
nonstop. I like it.
Yeah.
So you said you stayed on property. Where did y'all stay this time?
We stayed at Riverside, which obviously didn't make the cut in the Battle Royale.
Sorry.
So, yeah.
I voted for it.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, thanks. So. I needed you to hear that day because I got overridden.
Yeah.
So is it? I believe that's where you stayed at both of your. On both of your vacations, any particular reason why? What you anything in particular you like about Riverside, or anything that appeals to you about that hotel?
Yeah, we actually got to look at Riverside a lot more this last trip and take in a lot more. We made it over to Disney Springs and rode the boat over to Disney Springs this last time, which was you know, one of your favorite near dear to your heart.
Yes,
Disney Springs.
Love Disney Springs.
It was that was really cool. We really like Riverside. We're a family of five. It, you know, it's large enough for us. Has really good transportation as far as a lot of different bus stops. We stayed actually closer to, I believe it was the West Depot, which was the first pickup and the first drop off.
Nice.
Which I highly recommend because. By the time they get around to the front, you know, it's the largest resort, one of the larger resorts, so the bus was full plenty of times.
So y'all were in the Alligator Bayou section.
Were. Yeah, good call.
Did you get to enjoy the pool?
We did not, actually. Yeah, I failed there. I only walked by a couple of different pools. I did make it over to the island over there, just to, you know, where the pool is over mm-hmm. there, and saw it, but, yeah, saved all those calories to burn for the parks. So,
no need to waste time at the hotel.
Sorry.
Well, with kids that ages, it's probably a little tougher to do pool time because they'd rather be in the park, I think.
That's true. Good call. Yep.
Clint, what's your favorite must-do thing at any of the parks? It's just become a – I mean, you've been twice, but what's become a normal that you have to do as a family, whether it be eating or rides or whatever?
So, you know, we really appreciate good food. And there's a few restaurants that we have to hit. First day when we go to Magic Kingdom, both trips, we did a fast or just a quick service over at Columbia Harbor House. Fantastic lobster
Bravo.
Rolls over there. So,
Bravo.
I highly recommend that. And then, of course, one that we always talk about and I go to Orlando at times for business as well, and I've always wanted to go back to Ohana. I want to go to Ohana as many times as I can.
Is your company hiring? I know three guys that would love to.
The sad part is I haven't had a chance to make it over to the park, though, while I'm there. So, yeah,
oh, okay, never mind.
They wanted me to work while I was there. So.
Ohana's, that's probably my favorite of all. I mean, it's just hard to beat. And it's just, if you do not get full Ohana, you're not doing it right.
Well, you know, the thing is, they give you, you know, all this steak, and of course, everything is so, you know, just fantastic. The bread's good, the meat's good, and then they bring out this bread pudding, and it's like, you know,
drop the hammer.
I'm already sick, but you know, this time I purposely tried to go a little bit lighter throughout the day, thinking about the bread pudding, but I still found room for it.
The first time we went, we were sitting there, and we were the same way. It was actually with your sister and brother-in-law who we went with, and when we went to Ohana, and we were sitting there eating. And we were the same way. He brought out bread pudding. It's eight of us all together sitting at the table, and He said, y'all want more ice cream? We were like, we don't. He said, okay, more ice cream. So, yeah, I mean, we had so much bread put in ice cream on the table, we just felt guilty leaving it all, so we had to eat it, you know.
That's right.
Have you been there whenever they start the fireworks?
So we weren't there for the fireworks, but this time, actually, we were there. We had one of the seats that was closer to the window. We were actually at the window overlooking, you know, where you could see Magic Kingdom in the distance.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, it was just a phenomenal view. You know, after a full day of doing parks, it's just a good time. And this was our, that was our last night there, actually. So it's, you know, it was just kind of a, it was a good way to send it out. You know,
yeah.
You're sitting there kind of overlooking, just taking it all in. But yeah, it was fantastic.
Or for when it ended.
Yes, absolutely.
Is that's your top two eating places or more?
Oh, no, there's more. This last time we found, I would say probably a must-do, and I'll definitely do it again, was Tutto over in Italy in World Showcase at Epcot. It was by far the best tiramisu I've ever had in my life.
Wow,
so
really?
It was phenomenal. No, so,
we've gone to Van Napoli.
Have you tried that, Chris?
I have not. That's a new one on me.
Well, you have done something that the Grim Grin guys, Clint, have not
done.
Wow. Oh, wow.
Now, Clint, before we talk about more dining, you are a proponent of the dining plan, correct?
I am a proponent of the
Craig
dining
is,
plan.
Craig is glad you're here then.
Yes. My big reason is I'm a bit frugal at times, and once I've already paid for it, I'm like, go ahead, kids, order the most expensive thing on the menu.
There you go.
And you don't worry about it. You know, it's just, you know, at that point, you just worry about the tip, and that's it.
So you mentioned Ohana, you mentioned Tutto. What were some other places you all done, particularly your sit-down meals?
The sit-down meals, we did the Sci-Fi Diner, which food was okay. yeah.
That was Derek.
Did you get the pasta?
I did not.
Oh,
I got the most expensive thing on the menu, of course. The steak.
Perfect.
Did you get a Oreo
milkshake?
Milkshake.
The best thing about the trip was the caramel popcorn milkshake, though.
Oh, wow.
That was good. And it came with popcorn on top, actually. So.
Wow.
Sounds right up your alley, Craig.
Yes.
It was.
I'll be right back, guys.
So did your did your kids enjoy the Sci-Fi Dining Theater, the atmosphere?
They love the atmosphere. And also, of course, it's Disney. They let you do pretty much however you want to do it on the meal plan. They if you don't want a normal drink, they said, get a milkshake, and then you get dessert after that, too. So, you know,
best of both worlds.
It is the best of both worlds. The kids loved it. So,
what else did you do on this trip besides eat?
Did you do anything else?
Well, speaking of eating, we did the, of course, the World Showcase Tour. And, of course, my wife and I sampled a lot of the, we did a lot of snack credits over there.
Mm-hmm.
I did the school bread, but. If I could recommend one to anyone, definitely go over to France and get the Nutella-filled beignet. It was really good.
I'm going to write that down.
Yeah.
Nutella-filled.
Because the school bread is hard to beat. But
the school bread's good, yeah. We did a troll horn, too,
mm-hmm,
over there.
Right.
And then we went over to Germany to, was it Caramel Coucher? We did some of the Werther's caramels and stuff, a lot of the caramel stuff over there. That was really good. My favorite probably being the butter cake with caramel layer on it. So,
now, you all did your homework before this trip as far as snacks, correct?
Yeah, Clint didn't really do his homework. My wife did a lot of the homework when it came to the snacks. So,
And just seriously interested, what was, do you know some of the places she looked at or some of the ideas she got?
Well, and she did say that the Ample Hills Creamery,
mm-hmm,
courtesy
yes
of you,
yes,
was great. She loved that,
yes,
over in the Gateway.
The
so,
ooey gooey.
Yes.
I could have one
butter
right
cake
now.
Mm. How was the Cape May Cafe dinner? I know you all ate there, the seafood buffet.
Cape May was great. We did of course, it's all-you-can-eat crab legs. You tell the kids, get all you want, you know? So
until you find out they're allergic.
We forgot the EpiPen.
That would be bad, Derek. That would be bad.
So why are you bloated so bad? Yeah.
Someone get the paddles.
So obviously you enjoyed
for the Grim Grinning Guys food podcast.
Yeah,
let's
move on a little from dining. It sounds like you were a fan of the dining plan and had your feel. So you mentioned a little earlier about your in park strategy. Tell us, you know, your touring style all day, every day, pretty much. Is that how it went?
That's how it went. We look for the magic hours. We would do, like, just an example, we did, I guess it was day two there. all our fast passes were in Animal Kingdom, but we had a really late breakfast at Supercalifragilistic Breakfast at 1900 Park Fair, which, again, it was really good.
It's more good dining.
More eating, right? So,
plus Mary Poppins and Pooh and
Tigger.
Tigger,
yeah, it was there. Little... Pooh and all those. So, yeah, it was great. And the Mad Hatter came around as well. Mm-hmm. So, another highly recommended place. Batting 1,000 on that. So, But there was Magic Hours over in Hollywood Studios. And so we did Hollywood Studios that morning, did a rope drop basically over there and got in with the Magic Hours. We did the two main rides, of course, in Hollywood Studios being Rock and Roll Roller Coaster, also Tower of Terror. Then we rode, I guess we did the boat ride over to Epcot. Yeah, we did the boat ride over to Epcot and went and jumped on the monorail at the front of Epcot. Back over and got over to the Grand Floridian in order to do the 1900 Park Fair. So
you got like a photographic memory, and then at 2:36,
yeah,
that's great.
And then after that, we took a bus over to Animal Kingdom, did the Navi River, which is a great ride, and I highly recommend a Pandora. I mean, the world over there is just incredible to see. So it was great.
Now, was this the day that you got, you was telling us pre-show, the Fast Pass for Flight of Passage? Was this?
Yeah. So
tell everybody that story. That's a good little.
Yeah. So we went on and then we rode Everest and then we scanned in our third Fast Pass of the day, the Kilimanjaro Safaris. So then as we're walking down, I'm jumping on the app and then I jackpot. I was like, Flight of Passage? What? So.
For a party of five.
Yeah, correct? For a party of five, actually. So
don't stop checking.
Exactly. That's... Yeah, just keep refreshing. We got that. Of course, we get on the safaris, and the fast pass is, like an hour out. We're riding the safaris, and the safaris is one of my favorites, actually, because one day I always want to drive one of the safari trucks as a job there. So, but it's hard to enjoy the safaris when you're thinking about, we're going to ride Flight of Passage,
Yeah, that's...
People wait 3 hours for this thing, and... once you get on Flight of Passage and you ride Flight of Passage, you see exactly why people wait 2 to 3 hours to ride Flight of Passage.
We talked about when we were there back in July, us three. I mean, the line was unbelievably long. It was outside of Pandora, the line for Flight of Passage.
Oh, wow.
But I don't know if I'd wait in line that long, but it is an amazing ride. I mean, it's just if it didn't have the glasses, I think that would be better for me. The glasses kind of took away from me, but other than that, I think it was just awesome. And speaking of Pandora, you may notice our background music. Clint picked it out today.
Yes, Clint, a big fan of Animal Kingdom.
We decided
we'd get some Animal Kingdom background music. So going all day, every day, did you have a couple mornings where it was hard to get out of bed, or did the kids have a hard time getting up early to continue at that pace?
Clint had a hard time getting out of bed, so yeah. My joints don't move as good as they used to. So now, when you think about, the next day's experience, it just, I don't know, it gives you just kind of a jump start. So
what was your total miles for the week?
I don't have the exact total mileage for that. I would have to guess, though, that it would be close to 18 to 20 miles a day is what we did. So
how many days?
6 days. So.
Wow.
Yeah.
Need to be in good shape to go to Disney World with the Rochelle family.
Yes.
I don't think I can hang with them.
The kids are like, just leave us in the room today. We'll be all right. They'll go home.
They did sleep good on the way home. So,
I bet.
Yeah, as I stopped and filled up with more diesel, to get home, then...
with that, you'd have to make multiple stops.
We kind of went past that a while ago, but tell us about driving down and driving back. How was that?
The drive down wasn't too bad. I went, from Tennessee, of course, I went 65 down, dodging Atlanta. It's a little bit further mileage-wise, but the way back, I was like, we're going to do 75 the whole way. Up through Atlanta, I-75, that is, all the way up through Atlanta.
Not the speed.
Not the speed, sorry. And it was absolutely awful. So
you went straight down, straight back? You didn't stop anywhere or stay anywhere?
We did.
I'm sure, but you didn't stay anywhere.
My apologies. On the way down, we did go down. We left Friday mid-afternoon and drove all the way down and got to Orlando around midnight and stayed at a Hampton Inn that was nearby. So
But you could feel the Disney World breeze blowing your way.
That's right.
Sounds like he was driving about as fast as you do, Craig.
Moving on to the next subject. Yeah.
If he left mid-afternoon and then arrived by midnight, that's...
He was cooking.
Yeah.
Those troopers that are listening to us right now.
So were there any other Fast Pass experiences, luck of the draw, kind of maybe after your first three that you were able to get?
Well, this was actually the first trip I did with the park hopper. The first trip down, did not use a park hopper. This time we went with the park hopper option, and it was the best thing ever, because when you're sitting there at Magic Kingdom, we had a day at Magic Kingdom where it was kind of in between Halloween parties where they had closed early. So that day was just, there was a ton of people in Magic Kingdom that day because it was extra magic hours and everything. So every ride was really packed, but, you know, you're standing there in front of Space Mountain and you go, you're looking at, you know, what can I get? And you go, hey, I got a Rock and Roll roller coaster fast pass here in, you know, an hour. Let's go. So you just have that freedom to, you know, to kind of go and come. So
from the first time you went, you felt constrained that you couldn't do it? I mean, is that what made you go ahead and do it the second time?
Well, the first time we, you know, obviously we had never been, so we wanted to just experience all the different things of every park. So the first time down, I probably wouldn't recommend it. But if you've already been to those parks, you've seen other things in that park, then, you know, you're after those, you know, those experiences that you already like, then I would recommend it. So.
And it's probably from listening to previous podcasts of ours, too, that made you feel like, I need to get park hopper, right?
Absolutely.
Okay, that's what
Yoda here, Matthew, put me on that. So,
given the fact that they went about the time this podcast started, I'm sure that did it for them.
People don't have to do the math, Matthew. You just spoiled that.
We kind of followed on social media that week. I'm always looking at wait times at Walt Disney World, especially when it's crowded. And you were there in one of the more crowded weeks, I believed, and you said you had an experience with a cast member talking to you about crowds. How did you all have any problems as far as, did you have long waits? Did you have a hard time handling the crowds? How did your planning, I guess, benefit you in all that?
That was the night that we went back over to see Happily Ever After. And again, it was one of those in-between parties, Halloween parties. So it was extended magic hours. That was the night, actually, it went until 2 a.m., and so the park was just, you know, it was enormous crowds. And Happily Ever After, you know, it was great. Not quite as good as Wishes, but it was fantastic. But later when we talked to a cast member the next day at Disney Springs, they said that they had gotten an internal email that there was, I think, about 200 estimated crowds of somewhere around 238,000 people, I believe.
Wow.
So it was, they said it was actually more crowded that night than it was for the 4th of July. So, yeah.
Good grief.
And I've never felt like, you know, you can't really just physically get up and walk somewhere. That night, you really couldn't get from point A to point B. You know, you just kind of hug a fence over there and just kind of walk along the fence line and hope that you don't get trampled. So,
but with all that said, did you feel like it ever hampered you on your rides or your wait time? I mean, because you're planning? I mean, did that help?
It definitely helped. And on nights where there's magic hours till 2, a lot of people have good intentions of staying till 2 a.m., but you'll find that about 11:30, seems like a lot of those people were filing out. So we kind of had a lot of the, you know, run of the park, you know, Pirates of the Caribbean, we rode it, you know, zero wait time, basically. We just walk up, jump on. We rode Big Thunder Mountain, you know, back-to-back times. And that was actually this trip, Big Thunder Mountain was undergoing renovations the previous trip, so this time was the first time to ride it.
Were your kids some of the ones trying to file out? Were they? You were kids some of the ones?
I said, get back here, kids.
How'd you like Big Thunder?
Loved it, but probably not as much as Splash Mountain. And Splash Mountain was closed this time around. So
it's always sad when Splash Mountain's closed.
Yeah. Yes. What, not as sad, though, is the Hall of Presidents still not open.
It's never coming back. I'm giving up hope.
That'll be next year's Cranberry Can.
Yeah. Now, I'd be remiss if I didn't ask, why in the world did you go to Disney Springs? Just curious.
I had never been.
I get that you wanted to ride the boat ride. That's a good reason. But seriously, what did you all do at Disney Springs? I mean, what did you think of it?
Then my question is, where did you eat at Disney Springs?
Yeah, well, actually, we did not eat at Disney Springs. We had to leave Springs to get over to Ohana.
What did you do?
Yeah,
what
fatal
could you
mistake.
Possibly do?
Well, we walked around just to say we saw it, and I think my kids went to the Lego store. Was the about the extent of it.
What day did you go? Did you say you went?
We went on Thursday, I believe it was.
Doomsday.
Our first trip was a Friday night, and we. I mean, you couldn't even get a Lego piece in the Lego store, much less buy anything. It was just
It wasn't that bad.
So, what do you think of Disney Springs? Place you'll go back to, or
I'd rather not. Honestly.
Yeah, it's like, amen.
It's like going to the mall.
Bingo! It's a big mall.
Yeah.
Now, if you're going in there to eat, Derek will tell you Raglan Road, somewhere like that, then it's well worth it. But other than that,
Derek, why do you love Disney Springs? I can see it on your face.
I just go for the food. I don't shop or anything. I just beeline it for the food and beeline it out. One thing to do at Disney Springs, and that's eat.
That's true. I agree.
Boathouse is pretty good, too.
You mean the houseboat?
Boathouse.
You got any more questions, Craig?
I did, but I'm trying to think what it was.
I will say, though, one of the things that probably surprised us the most, and my kids actually, even the older kids, enjoyed it. Now, my youngest son, age 8, I highly recommend it for that age group. We did the Agent P's adventure over in World Showcase. That was a lot of fun, and basically all you need is a smartphone, and you go to they give you the website to go to, and you pick your country. And I think there's probably 6 or 8 different countries, and you're trying to free. Not for sure if anybody's familiar with the show, but Perry the Platypus.
Oh yeah,
so, yeah.
You need that sound effect.
Yeah.
So that's just kind of something you can do on your own, just by going to a website and.
It takes about 20-25 minutes, depending on how quick you are with some of the clues. And even the cast members, you'll have to go up to them and ask them, you know, for assistance on something. And they, you know, act all secretive about it, too. And they're in on it. That was one thing that we did that was, you know, new and really surprising how much we all enjoyed it. So,
how long did that take?
About 20 minutes. 20-25 minutes, probably.
So it's not as long as the one that's over in Magic Kingdom and... No. I mean, there's several of them around.
Yeah, like Sorcerer's the Magic Kingdom or the Pirate's Adventure. Yeah, this and these are just like single missions. I'm looking forward to trying that with. I think I'm going to try that with Bruin on our upcoming trip.
And we did the one over in the UK and the one in France were the two that we did.
Cool.
Yeah.
Any other highlights from the trip? Anything? Any moments or memories that really stand out? You've talked about Ohana and the dining. Any certain things that just blew you away or memories that you'll take with you?
Of course, you know, riding Flight of Passage. Flight of Passage is just, it's phenomenal. You know, we all love Soarin'. Everybody in my family does. But when we were like, oh, it's similar to Soarin', right? And it's like, you get on, it's like, no, this is not similar to Soarin'. This is way better than Soarin'. So,
oh, wow. So you're a fan of the new Soarin' as opposed to the old Soarin'.
Of course, I never experienced the old Soarin'.
Oh, so, well, there you go.
You never miss what you never had, so...
You're probably better off.
Clint, final question from me is what keeps you going back? What I'm sure you're already looking forward to your next trip. What drives you to go back again?
Yeah, we've already talked about, you know, my two sons and myself are big Star Wars fans, and we've already talked about, we'll wait 1 year, go in 2020, Star Wars opens 20... We've already bumped that to 2019, you know?
There so you go.
I've already been suckered in on that, so... You know, it's the one vacation that we take that you just, you know, you totally just forget about what's going on in the real world, and you're in the Disney bubble. It's just sad when you get out of the Disney bubble and head back home,
The thing is that this Disney didn't coin this phrase. I think I just came up with it, but it's an investment in your family. I mean, it really is. People say we're blowing money, you're throwing money away, but it's really, I mean, like I've said a whole bunch of times on this podcast, I've seen my children grow at Disney, and you can't take, I mean, even though you're in awe and you're in shock the first time you go to Disney, you still can't replace that time. And for them, at these guys' age, their kids' age, it's all real. I mean, it's all happening. And Disney does such a good job of making it so magical. But it's just, like I said, you invest in your family when you're there. And it's just something you can't ever get back.
You're absolutely right. And you should have said copyright. You said that.
That
so.
Is now copyright.
Coming to bookstores in 2018. An investment in your family by Craig Shelton.
And I'm hoping at one time.
Filled with side notes and footnotes.
Disney will invest in Grim Grinning Guys. Maybe that'll help.
Hey. That'd be nice. Clint, do you have any advice for anyone What one piece of planning advice would you give to our listeners that are looking to plan their first trip?
Start early. Go ahead and get familiar with the Disney app before you ever go, before you step foot on the property. So,
wise, wise words.
What is something you've done that you would not do again?
Something I've done. Nemo the musical.
Oh. Love Nemo.
I've already seen the movie.
Does he ever find Nemo? Does he ever find him, Nemo?
We can't spoil that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's why Clint didn't like it.
That's right. Since Clint is our guest, we have agreed to allow him to ask the weekly Grim Grinning Greatness question.
That's what it's called, Derek.
That's it, Derek.
I got it. I know.
You have the next episode. So, Clint, what is your Grim Grinning Greatness question for us?
All right. Well, you know, huge fan of the show, and I just got to say, I've always thought about this. So, this last trip, we got to meet Boba Fett, so he was a surprise character that we met over in Hollywood Studios. That's but
rare.
If you could meet one character with zero weight, what character would you meet?
Now, the way we do this is you ask the question, you've got to answer it first.
All right, well, I'm going to go with the generic answer of, you know, Chewbacca, just because the character experience there, Chewbacca is, you know, a lovable creature. So, everybody, that was great, actually.
That Chewbacca was spot in on. Studio, correct?
Yes.
I thought you had an upset stomach, I'm sorry.
Great choice. Love Chewie. I am going to say, I've got to meet him a couple times, Captain Hook. Captain Hook is my favorite Disney character. He's rare, and usually when he is out, he has a lengthy wait. So I'm going to go with Captain James Hook. Arr! Derek knows what I'm talking about. He's a fellow pirate.
Are you going to answer?
Sorry. Go ahead. Probably mine, and we got lucky and did this before, was the Seven Dwarfs. That was kind of
nice.
You don't get that a whole lot, but that was on at a not-so-scary Halloween party. They were out.
Do you remember how long you waited to meet them?
We walked right up, and they were there. It was just we got lucky.
You've done this before.
I've done that. That's what I'm saying.
Lived this dream.
I've lived that dream. I'm trying to think of others. Just not a big character meet and greet fan, but I mean, that was kind of neat.
You were a character in and of yourself.
I would like to meet Josh dressed as
Lady Tremaine.
Lady Tremaine. That's right.
I'd like to, yeah. I don't think I want to. I don't want to run into that.
I think mine would have to. I'd have to go with the. If the whole family could get together, it would be the family of Incredibles. I think that would be neat to get all of them together, even though little baby, whatever his name is.
Jack?
Yeah, whatever.
I've met the dad Incredible, but not the entire family.
And I've seen them in Disneyland in the parade, but.
You know where you know where you won't see them? Disney Springs. Anyways.
Or at the resort pool.
No, you're right. You're right about that, Clint. Touche. Well, I think that's going to do it here from the studio, from the graveyard, rather. We do thank you, Clint, for joining us today. Any final words?
Just thanks so much for having me on. And obviously from last week, it's a huge step down. But, you know, I've got the face for radio. So thanks so much for having me.
Well, we appreciate you joining us and certainly glad that you had a great time with your family. And know that you'll be planning that next trip sooner rather than later. Craig, any reminders for the folks at home?
Just continue to like us and follow us. We do appreciate your comments on any episode, anything you would like to ask or add. But it helps out a whole lot if you follow us and download our podcast, especially on Podbean or iTunes. Really, really helps us out. And do follow us. The more follows, the more we go up the list, and it really helps us out. We're on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Come follow us, Grim Grinning Guys.
And if you have a few $1 million you're looking to get rid of that you just can't hold on to anymore, send it our way.
Have you already talked to Clint about his residual check from this week? Or
is that where we pay him or he pays us?
I thought he paid us.
Oh, yeah, we'll discuss that off air.
I thought I was getting snooze snacks, guys.
Oh, they got a free one. We got to charge them again.
We can. Hope you're listening, Colton.
This episode is brought to you by Clint Rochelle.
Yeah, he didn't know that when he agreed to do this. Derek, any final words?
I just wish I was with Clint and them.
You couldn't keep up.
You'd weigh 5 pounds. Could you keep up with Clint and them? I don't
rather,
know if I could.
I'd rather not.
I'll catch up in a couple of days. Thank you once again for listening in to the Grim Grinning Guys Walt Disney World Planning Podcast. We appreciate all of our listeners and the support you continue to give us. And as you leave, be sure to...
beware the hitchhiking ghosts.
And hurry back.
If you would like to join our jamboree, there's a simple rule that's compulsory. Mortals pay a token fee. Rest in peace, the haunting's free. So hurry back, we would like your company.
Welcome. Here we go. He found out that meeting's at 5:30.
Where did they come from?
Hey, next time don't ask Derek. It's
okay.